I said, amen. I'm not sure why you were quiet for the first time, but praise the Lord. Now, are we in church today? I'm not too sure where I am, but because the amen and the praise the Lord is very encouraging. Hallelujah. One of the things that disturbs me, it's, or maybe let me put it this way. One of the things that I love is when I am preaching or I'm talking to people, the people talk back at me. I just love that. Or let me put it this way, maybe. By the way, before I start preaching, my name is Peter. I'm a Ghanaian. I speak Ghana English. And what I've realized for these years is sometimes my accent is so strong and so hard that people don't understand me. So in case, as I preach, you don't hear what I'm saying, just raise your hands and I'll get somebody to interpret that for you. Is that all right? And I'm very serious with that. Amen. All right. I want to share some few things to you this morning. And I want you to just accept me and relax. I know anytime you see me here, either I'm raising an event or I'm collecting money or something. So you see, so I don't even like preaching here because the people will expect that at the end of preaching, either I'm going to raise funds or I'm going to promote an event or something like that. Yes, I'm here to promote an event. But ladies and gentlemen, this time around is the event about the knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ. So I'm promoting an event. I'm promoting an event. So whichever event that you are thinking, I've been specific this morning. So I want you to be here with me. Amen. But before I say anything, I just want to thank the leadership of the church, more especially Pastor Joe, my spiritual father, for the opportunity, the privilege to speak behind the pulpit. Amen. I always say that nowadays you have to be careful the kind of people you bring behind your pulpit, because the pulpit is to pull people out of the pit and not to put people in the pit. And so therefore, when somebody's inviting you, obviously you have to be very careful, sure, that you are going to pull people out of the pit. And it's my prayer this morning that I'll bring you out of any pit that you are in. Amen. And so God bless the leadership. God bless Pastor Joe. God bless all the team for the opportunity. Amen. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Here I am to say, you're my God. You're altogether worthy, altogether wonderful. Here I am to worship, here I am to worship, here I am to bow. Amen. Hold on there. In fact, I prefer the keyboard. Light of the world, you step down into that. I don't know why you are laughing. Open my eyes, let me see. Better. Beauty that made this heart adore, and hope of a life spent with you. Light of the world, sing again. Light of the world, you step down into the, I can't hear you. Come on. Open my eyes.
Let me see.
Beauty that made this heart. I don't know what I mean, church. Hope of a life spent with you. Light of the world again, say, light of the world.
You step down into darkness.
Open my eyes.
Let me see.
The beauty that made it.
Beauty that made
this heart.
Adore.
Oh. here I am to bow. Say, here I am to say, you're my God. You're all together. All together worthy. All together wonderful to me. Say hallelujah. You have won
the victory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have won it all
for me.
Sing that side. That could not.
Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty.
Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord has won the victory.
You have won the victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have won it all for me. And death could not and you are the risen King. You see the Lord
seated in majesty.
And you are the risen King. Put those hands and celebrate the King of Kings.
Hallelujah.
The Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd wish you would stay, but I'm not sure what is wrong with your knees. So you sit down for a second, and probably I'll call you back. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. This morning, I want you to just give me your attention for some few minutes. And a few minutes. I'm praying to be here for some few minutes. Amen. I know you are seeing a lot of things flax around, so it gives you an idea. And obviously, because you saw my girlfriend stand behind the pulpit and then said what? Well, let me clarify that. It's my wife. Before, yeah. And so obviously, you know we are here to talk about mission, etc. But I'm here to give you the mind of God. Can we take it that way? Yeah. And whatever the Lord says to you or speaks to you, you just run with it. By the grace of God, we have the privilege. I don't know how many missions I have been to. I don't know. But by the grace of God, we've traveled to different places to share the word of God or to preach the gospel. And what I mean by the gospel, we've been to places to preach about the reason why Jesus came on earth. We've gone to places to preach about the gospel. And what I mean by the gospel is that the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, and the glorification, and the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we go preach nothing apart from what I have said. Because I'm very careful when we go out there to preach, because the other day Paul said that there will be other gospels. There will be a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And so we are very careful when we go out to this place, what we do. Apart from the fact that we use the social action projects to empower people and lift people, what we are very careful to do is that Jesus is preached. Because ladies and gentlemen, when you go out there and we do all the things that we do, and it's empty and it's void of the finished work of Christ or the realities of Christ, then what we went for, it is not a mission, but it's a kind of holiday and entertainment, you know, whatever word we use. Are you here with me? One of my spiritual fathers, the Buddha, said this: if you have a church and there is no power, in other words, now listen, when I talk about power, don't think about people falling down or the anointing. Bible says that the gospel is power. So when you have a church and there is no power, it means that the church is not no more a church, it's a club. Close it. And so, mission, as you've heard, is very important so far as the church is concerned. Now, there are three words that sometimes people get confused. Mission, somebody say mission. Say missions and missional. So, sometimes people are not too sure when they say mission, what that means. Missions, what that means. And missional, what that means. Now, let me start from the back. Now, when it says missional, it means that you have a lifestyle of a mission. So, what is missions? Missions are the activities or the things that we do to propagate the gospel. Are you here with me? So, what is mission? Mission is God's assignment to humanity. In fact, it's the redemptive assignment of Christ on earth. Let me start from here. Now, what we are doing as a church, or for us to go to places and share the gospel and bring people to Christ. Now, one of the guys was sharing when we went to a particular place, and then we were witnessing to people, and Muslims are giving their life to Christ. But when you ask them to come to church, they cannot come because when they come, they will stone them. Now, I'm coming somewhere, and I want you to follow me. And if you're on your phone, on WhatsApp, just pause on for 5 minutes. I'll finish very soon. And then, you understand? Now, they cannot come. I remember our first time in Sierra Leone, we met an imam. And then, we knew that we preached very well to this man. And this man gave his life to Christ. He even knelt down and lifted his hands. Received Christ. And I said, we came here to start a church. Can you join us? He said, sir, I cannot be in your church because I'm an imam. We didn't know that he was an imam. He said, I'm an imam. I believe in Jesus Christ. But the fact is, I cannot come to your church because when I come, the community will stone me. So in his heart, he has received it. But he cannot come to the church. Listen, when you have purpose to go somewhere and share Christ or to do mission, understand that you are going there to propagate Christ, to make the love of Christ known to the people. And I learned a lesson from that man. They have been grounded so much that no matter what, nobody can take them out from what they believe. But I've come to a place to see how Christians can wobble in their faith. When they are being tempted a bit, they say that God has given up on them. But the other day, when I checked the scripture, the Bible said that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them. Are you here with me? And I've come to a place to understand that miracles and signs and wonders are not the ultimate thing of the church. Somebody's going to stone me. It's not paramount. It's not exclusive. Why? Because even demons can perform signs and wonders. I want you to follow me. I want you to talk to me. Divination can produce some results of miracle. Necromancy can produce a resource of miracles and signs and wonders. Are you here with me? So miracles and signs and wonders are not exclusive to the church. What is exclusive to the church, brother, is the word of God. And what is the word of God? The word of God is Christ. I traveled with Pastor Joe to Sierra Leone, one of the mission trips. And when you were there, it's worth sharing some testimony so you understand some of this, and then I'll hit my point and collect your money and go. Please don't hit me, please. It's just a joke. Some of you, when you touch of money, you leave the church. I'm not saying. So we were there, and let me tell you, the little gift and the monies that you give, listen, you don't have an idea what is doing in the lives of people. I am telling you, I'm not being honest. I'm not here because I want, this church, I love this church. When I came to this country, I realized that if I've not been to this church, I don't know what my life would have been. No, please, I'm not flattering anybody because I know where I'm coming from. And it's there, you understand what I'm talking about? I know where I'm coming from. Anyway, let me not go there. That's not my assignment. But you see, what I want to say to you, we went on this mission, and then one of our meeting service, they brought this young Muslim man who was, you call it some way here. I have to be very careful. The person is, that guy is mad. How do you call it here? Mental challenge. Mental head, yes. Nice one. But where I'm coming from, we call it, the guy is mad. Madness. Here we call it mental challenge. Powerful. Mental challenge. It means that he's challenged in the mind, isn't it? And anybody that is challenged in the mind, the person is mad. According to me, my version. So please, that's me. So they brought this guy, and the guy unfortunately was a Muslim. And we heard that the guy went to do certain things. I will not say because obviously, I will not say the details. He's done something, so somebody did some charm to him. And so now the guy cannot talk. When you're talking to the guy is laughing at you. It means that what I call the gonjo pin, gonjo pin, the brain. There was something going faster than it should be. So they brought this guy. And then, in fact, when they brought him, we were all scared. Now, hold on. We were all scared because we were seeing because they said, so missionaries have come from United Kingdom. I see when you come from United Kingdom, you carry healing. So, kingdom. And these guys, they are very good. So they carried this guy. Master, I was scared. Do you know what I did? I carried the guy. I said, Pastor Joe. And later, it was later I read that Pastor Joe said, Peter, what have you done? So, we join our faith together, we exercise authority, and we pray for the person. When we left, the guy was still the same. In fact, the value was the same. We didn't see any change. So we came. When I went again, this guy was corrected. Everything was normal. He was part of our church and even followed me on some of the assignments. Listen. When I saw that, I said, why don't I put it on social media? Wear my suit. The pastor that healed the madman. Sow an offering into this ministry. Because if you are in this ministry, you receive miracles in your life. That was one. Now, there was another young boy who was, it's not a lie. He said, unfortunately, I didn't get the picture. He said, I was supposed to go in Sierra Leone before today. I would have brought the picture of that guy. Now, if for some of you remember, I collected some crutches and other things, and I said, for those of you I collected from, I don't know, so some of you are here. So this guy was born crippled. And I saw him when he was young. The last time I was in Sierra Leone. So we also, anytime we go, we pray for him. The last time I was in Sierra Leone, you'll be shocked of what I'm about to say. In fact, that story still shocks me. As much as I believe in signs and wonders and miracles, that thing still shows he was giving birth, crippled. He never walked. When we went back again, the guy, Pastor Joe was there. The guy was walking. And when this is what happened. You see, sometimes doubters. Now, when they said, Pastor Peter, do you remember this boy? I said, no. There's no way I'll remember because the guy is walking. He said, this is the guy that you prayed for, and the last time you came, you were even asking. That was many years. We're talking about 2012, 2013, 2014. You were asking of him, and they said they've taken him to the village. He said, this is the boy. He's walking. Listen, as I stood now, I'll be going to Sierra Leone very soon, and I'll make sure I'll bring the picture so that we put it on Facebook. I'm joking. The guy is still working. Now, why am I saying all these things? I'm saying this thing for you to understand that, listen to me, Jesus himself was on mission on earth.
And for some of you, I want to shock you. I want to just change certain mentalities that you have. Jesus Christ himself, Bible says that, you remember the song? He came from heaven to earth to show. By the way, he didn't show us the way. He's the way. So, he came from heaven on an assignment. Listen to me. The church is there for an assignment. Are you here with me? Some of you look so good in church as if nothing matters. I'm saying that the church is there for an assignment. Are you here with me? So Jesus himself left his glory. Elder, he left his glory. Where he was sitting, he had authority to command, allow and disallow. But for the sake of humanity, for the sake of assignment, he left his glory and came and walked on this earth among sinners. He knew no sin, but for your sake, he has to come so that the assignment of redemption will be fulfilled. The way you sit down so comfortably in church, I am not encouraged. Because souls are dying. People are dying. Now listen to me. I saw a video this week where, I don't know whether you saw it, where a young man or somebody was stabbing somebody. I don't know how many of you saw the picture. When I saw the video, I screamed. I screamed. You are not praying. You are not giving your money to missions and assignment. You are not going yourself. What is the church there for? The church is there for a redemptive assignment. Jesus left his glory that you and I will come to the saving knowledge of Christ so that you not perish. He said, I have come that you must have life and have life abundant. We have also come that will make people have life and have life abundant. Are you here with me? You are too comfortable. Let's say today my preaching is don't be too comfortable. So in case you want a title for the message, don't be too comfortable. You are too comfortable. Your money is very comfortable. You see, I'm here. And anytime I see people throwing away clothes, I can't stand it. I have to collect them. Go and see my house, my garden. Full of things. I don't have money to ship them. And it's there. Meanwhile, when you give this thing to them, it's as if you've given them heaven. The toys, the shoes, they are there. At the moment, let me pass. I have shipped about 100 plus computers to Sierra Leone. The shippers are chasing me for their money. And I'm here. Now, I am saying this to say this. Now, listen. The world is doing everything to promote their product. I don't want to go into certain things now because I don't belong to this church. Because when they come, maybe I'll not be there to answer. Listen, because I'm very sure I'm going. You know that the world is promoting things. Now listen to me. And they call themselves the minority. And I don't understand this. Barclays Bank is promoting them. All the stores I see in Westfield are promoting them. They are promoting them and they still call themselves the minority. Meanwhile, there are some children somewhere. Where's Pastor Angela? There are some children somewhere that they can't afford. Is it 3 square meals you call it? Or 4 square? Whatever. Now, they can't afford. And we are saying that we are the minority and we are pumping money into some nonsense. Church, you must arise because you are too comfortable. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to say that some of you are promoting their product and you are living the very reason why God gave birth to you as a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 16, 17, if anyone be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God has made you so new so that you make others new. I didn't hear amen. Am I in church? Are you here with me? Let me end it with this scripture and go before they tell me I didn't give you scripture. Matthew 28. Matthew 28. Quickly, my time. Matthew 28. Verse 18 to 20. Now listen, I was so shocked when I was reading the Bible, when you read the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Some of you don't even know. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When I read the four Gospels, I'm so happy that you're excited. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When I read this fourth Gospel, and I read the last books, or the last chapter, we call it, the last chapter, the last verse, I was so surprised what it was there. You realize that the last book of the four Gospels talks about going out. And listen, going out does not only mean take the Bible and leave the other things. Everything is inclusive. Acts chapter 2, I think verse 41, 42. And they continue steadfastly in the apostle doctrine, in breaking of bread, in breaking of bread and in prayer. So these things was what make up the church. And when you talk about fellowship, it also includes going out and fellowshipping with others. That is why CLF Church, if you are not relevant in our community, then we are not yet a church. And when I'm talking about church, you are looking at this building. I'm talking about you, because Jesus said, I will build my church and the gate of hell will not prevail against you. And so therefore, if you are a church, it means that you must be relevant. Where are you relevant? Acts chapter 1 verse 8. You shall receive power after which the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. Where are you affecting? You are too comfortable. You have the Holy Spirit. You are doing nothing. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you get a stirring in your belly. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Where is your belly flowing to? You are eating, you are eating. Look at your stomach. You are, nothing is flowing out of you. Nothing. Brother, nothing. We are too comfortable. You can get excited, but I'm very serious. No, sir, nothing is flowing out of us. And if nothing is flowing out of us, ladies and gentlemen, we will find ourselves, how do you call it? The emergency word, ENA or whatever. No, whatever. Because you continue eat, nothing is coming out. You must know where you are landing yourself. But I prophesy and I pray over your life that even as the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you now, may your belly flow to Canada. May your belly flow to Ghana. May your belly flow to Nigeria. Wherever God will direct you, may you go. Because ye shall receive power. Now listen to me. Some of you want to have power. Listen to me. You cannot have that power if you are sitting where you are sitting. What are you talking about? No. And sometimes stop praying about power. Stop praying about power. Because what brings about power, you are not doing it. So power will not come. It's like this. If you're going to get married, you got a girl, a lady, or whatever it is, and then the pastor tells you, you don't need counsel, go and pray. God will do it. Your marriage will break. Even though you prayed on top of it will break. You need counseling and not prayer at that time. Prayer is very important. You add prayer, but you need counseling. So don't pray for power. God, give me power. For what? Now ask yourself, God should give you power for what? You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes. You shall be witnesses. Right. What are you witnessing? You see, thank God I didn't say evangelism. Because when you say evangelism, brade, what you're going to say is that I don't know the Bible. Oh, brade is Kenyan word. It means brother and sister. Brade. Shout brade. Brade. Excellent. We are in Kenya now, brade. We come to Ghana and the other part of the world. So, you understand what I'm saying? So when the power comes, you must go. Tell somebody, go. So in Matthew 28, he said that, verse 18, 19, that he said this. Go and make disciples. He said, all authority. I love it. All authority has been given. All power has been given unto you. You want to receive power as a young man. You want to receive power as a young woman. You must go. In the going, you receive and encounter power. Not in the sitting. Because God does not move through things that are stagnant. He moves through things that are movable. Are you here with me? But ladies and gentlemen, if your leg cannot move, your money can move. It's very important. Now I'm talking about, and some of you be upset. You can be upset, but ladies and gentlemen, the world is doing everything to promote their stuff. And so in Matthew chapter 28, did you give me that scripture? So I've said it. I've said what is there. So go. It's great. I want to leave you with this. There was a man, I think in Luke chapter 19, I hope I'm right, Luke chapter 19. God, there was a story there where a master left, traveled, and had servant and gave gift and talent and things to make good use of it. And I love what the scripture says. He said, occupy till I come. Maybe if you want to another caption for the team, occupy till I come. I'm not sure. Occupy till I come. What are you occupying?
A picture caught my attention at the back. A picture about something called, is it love, mission love or love mission? You were in that picture. Love something. Oh, no, say it so they will know that you go on mission. Love project. When they came, they were very young. Single, beautiful. They were not married. Now all of them are married. Is that not true? So what mission sometimes does that? It will give you a husband and a wife.
Because, you know, I got my wife on a mission field. Maybe that's my testimony.
And she's a good wife. You don't know how rubbish I can be. Eh? She's a good wife. Nobody would have handled me apart from her. Amen. Let me say some few things and I close. Now, if a commission by an earthly king is considered a honor and honor, how can the commission by a heavenly king be considered a sacrifice? Hey, when I hear, sir, I didn't like this status Facebook thing. No, is it Facebook? No, WhatsApp. Ah, but now I look at it to monitor my people who are called by my name. Brade. They go on holidays. I'm not saying you go on holidays, but they go on holidays. Let me come and raise funds. The church loves money. If you don't love money, will you go on mission? Or do you go on a holiday? Go on holiday. It's very good to go on holiday. But sometimes convert your monies into the missions we do. It's very important. Because the world is promoting their stuff. So you don't consider mission as a sacrifice. I have to sacrifice my time for it. In fact, then you don't know why you are in this kingdom. Somebody shout kingdom. We are in the king's domain. There's something about us you must do when you are in the king's domain. It's not sacrifice. You must see it as a honor, as a lifestyle. Two, we must be global Christians. Somebody shout global Christians. No Greenwich Christians. Or Aldershot, the international city. With a global vision, because our God is a global God. Can I ask you a question? I don't want to embarrass anybody because I'm in United Kingdom. If I was where I'm coming from, I could have done this. The question is, I'm asking somebody, how many holidays have you been? How many places have you been to preach the gospel? The God you serve is a global God. Your assignment on earth must be global. Last one. I believe strongly that in each generation, God has called enough men and women to evangelize. Now listen very carefully. Is it there? Oh, powerful. Has God called, I believe that in each generation, God has called enough men and women to evangelize all the unreached tribes of the earth. It is not God who does not call. It is man who will not respond. Ladies and gentlemen, the days in which we live are evil. People are seriously perishing. Can I say something? Maybe it's personal. You see me, I'm here. Yeah, you see me here. But everything in my mind, my whole body, is in a different country. Because when I go to this place and I see how people are being challenged, brother, and I see people throwing away their shoes. Hey, I went to one hospital. You were there. And the other guys. We went to one hospital. The bed that was even used for an operation, it was metal. Preparing somebody for operation was sleeping on metal. Metal board. It's like a table, but it's top, metal. And inside that room, mosquito bites, mosquito stains all over the place. But they call it hospital. What is hospital about that hostile environment? There's nothing hospital about it. But you see, I walk around and when I see that people's mattress are being thrown away, and I said, this mattress, somebody even sleeping on it somewhere, will heal all the diseases in the body. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to challenge you this morning. Our God is a global God. And the children of God, we have a global assignment. What is it that the Lord is calling you to do? Listen, any country I step my foot, whether it's on transit or whatever, immediately I get down from the airport, I claim the land that one day I must be here. I must be there. Not because I want to make myself famous, but for the fact that the gospel must reach somebody. Because I was so surprised that I traveled to a certain village. I left the city, and I closed with it. I left the city, and the city was so busy with big flyers, big posters, big men of God parading all over the place. I will not mention the name of the place. And I started traveling about 400 miles into Monrovia. What do you call it? What's Monrovia? Liberia. About 400 miles. Sister, I did not see a church. I did not see a mosque. I did not see school. But I saw people walking very long distances going to school. And I said to myself, they don't even have a bus to transport the children even to school. But they're in the city making noise. Listen to me. Let your heart beat for souls and not for fame. I want to challenge you this morning that God is calling you up to something. I'm not sure what that is, but God is up to something. And I pray that we'll be part of that assignment, because our God is a global God. And he expects his children to do global assignment. Is that okay? But I pray over your life that for whatever I am prophesying over you, if you like, you can take it. I declare over your life that whatever you will do in the house of God, may it be that the Lord will not just multiply it, but the Lord will give you abundance in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life that whatever you put into the work of God, may the Lord bless you in a way that you cannot comprehend even to apprehend in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless your business. Am I in church? I said, may the Lord bless your business. May the Lord bless the works of your hands. May the Lord bless your children. May the Lord bless everything that you have. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Can you put your hands together for Jesus? Now, God loves you so much that he saved you. He said, whilst we were yet sinners, he loved us. Somebody needs to be saved somewhere. And like my wife said, or Pastor Marilyn said, some of the things that we do at CLF Church, we sponsor children. We sponsor kids. Sometimes I wish we can bring some of the kids here, those who have finished uni. I can bring them here for them to, you know, testify. There's one of these guys that is part of my train, Ernest. Some of the guys know him. He's called Ernest. He started when he was, young, a baby. Young. When he started sponsoring each other, this guy has finished uni. And he's now working. Others are doing great things. You understand? So the little that you've been given has been saving a lot. How can you tell the world that we love them if you don't prove it? So there are some of the different things we do. We sponsor kids. Can you put back the thing for me? We sponsor kids. We empower women. Some places when you go, women have been ostracized. They are pushed at the back. But we support them. And now they are doing well. Amen. We engage in ICT, information technology, computer technology. We also do the leadership training, youth empowerment. After that, youth empowerment, that's what I love. Because you see, nowadays, I say to people, if the enemy can... you're not too young for the enemy to use, then you're not too young for God to use. So those of you years old, I'm young, I'm in university, I'm just in, what do you call it, classes or sense form, whatever is here. You are not too young. All the youth must be useful. So youth, save money for mission and don't save money for holiday. So we do all these things. Amen. And obviously, we go out to, you know, do all these things. So, I think I want to show a video first, and after that, I'll do something. Is that all right? Quickly. My time is not for the video now. So show my video. Please, listen. You pay attention and listen. Don't get up. Pay attention and listen. If you leave, you are a suspect. Can you play my video for me?
My name is Bambi Maluka Tise. I'm the coordinator of Child Welfare Committee, Christian Life Fellowship Mission in Sierra Leone. At the moment, we have been lending support to boys and girls taking care of paying their school fees and other issues of material interest to them.
I am so grateful to you people what you have been for my daughter. So I extend my sincere thanks to you for what efforts you are doing for my daughter in Sierra Leone.
Good day, everybody. My name is Josephine Kang. I'm 14 years old. I thank God for the Christian Life Ministry that helped me in my education since in class 6, and now I am in GSS 3.
So it is in this vein that CLF Sierra Leone undertook the venture to support them, give them education through sponsorship of UK and CLF UK by support of His Lordship the Bishop.
My name is Wembu. I am in class 6. It is thank to people that are supporting us. So that I want to do one my main purpose. I want to be a footballer.
I tell you, thank you for supporting me to kill them. Abbas Kanu, Isma Amaret Kanu. Also, Aminata Kamala for supporting me to kill them. I tell you, thank you.
My name is Ibrahim Bouya. I am in GSS 3 Green. I just want to tell the people that supporting me in my education. Thank you.
Na so took amara na me born kada to see so I dey glad you too na dey do for am from the time I been born am I no get chance to put an at school I no get money I no do business so e no go school pass una dey support am una dey help me for in school na glad for una so I dey tell una thank you na all.
Good morning everybody, my name is Makari Bangla. I am attending Shibeka Secondary School. I want to thank the CLF members and the people that are sponsoring me from class 5 to GSS 3. Thank you for sponsoring me, and I want to be a great doctor in the future.
Good day, everybody. I want for great tuna. Me name is Mariatu El Masare. Me no thank you for waiting una dey do na we life. Even the money we una dey give we able support we children there. We able support we family there. Now we tell una plenty thank you for waiting una dey do for we. So the business now what they do, where they give me the money, me na junks I dey sell.
Na me name Abiose Makati. I thank